By this time last year, Italy had become the first European country to go into full lockdown after the first wave of COVID-19 brought the National Health Service to its knees. A year on, and the country is in a similarly critical situation, with contagions in many regions soaring out of control. In Bologna, hospitals are at breaking point. Intensive care units are full, with waiting lists for patients needing ventilators. As medical professionals endure the immense pressure they experienced last year all over again, the timing couldn't be more appropriate for the release of one particular new record. It's a song about hope, written by a local nurse, featuring a chorus of nurses and aimed at raising money to support student nurses. Danny Mitzman has the story.
Non ci basta vagare in questo mondo surreale.
Accendi l'arcobaleno, light up the rainbow. The group's called the Coro in Corsia, or Chorus on the Ward.
Si tratta solo di parole, poca gloria, niente cuore.
If ever there was a bunch of performers to whom you'd say, don't give up your day job, it's them, because they're all National Health Service nurses.
E allora accendi questo arcobaleno, mettiamo il cielo più sereno, e riprendiamo a camminare con gli occhi dell'amore.
Recorded thanks to crowdfunding, the song's raising money to create bursaries for nursing students at the University of Bologna. So far it's paid for two, and there's another in the pipeline. If download sales go well, there'll be more. The song was written by Simona Camosci, who's been a nurse for 36 years. She started training with the Red Cross at the age of just 16. While nursing is her vocation, singing is her passion.
Intanto ognuno di noi ha qualche cosa.
Every one of us has something we really love doing, and I've always sung. I got into a famous local children's choir at the age of 6, and I still sing in their former members' choir.
So in the early days of panic and fear, when she found herself working at the checkpoint for incoming patients at the city's designated COVID hospital, composing her own song became Simona's greatest comfort.
Io in quel periodo di turbamento, insomma di tristezza.
At that time of turmoil, sadness and a profound need to cling to something good, I wanted to cling to lyrics. Optimistic lyrics, which would project me towards rebirth and the end of this tragic event.
It took her a couple of months to complete, once the initial emergency had subsided, and most of her inspiration came while she was on duty.
Tra una visita e l'altra, io mi mettevo davanti alla mia postazione.
Between one patient and another, I'd sit at the nurse's station, and whenever a nice thought that cheered me up popped into my head, I'd write it down on the computer. I also had some darker and more rebellious thoughts.
Simona's first draft referenced her anger and frustration as a nurse. One of the original lines she later removed said, "Your saviors today, sinners yesterday."
Sì, sentivo anch'io le cantate sul balcone.
I heard the singing on the balconies and the choruses of everyone who was supporting health workers. They said, "You nurses are heroes, you're our saviors." But we've always been there for people. It shouldn't have taken a situation as horrific as this for people to recognize what we do. I found it incredibly sad. I didn't feel gratified.
What instead gave her joy and inspiration was the spirit of unity the pandemic ignited among her colleagues. They looked out for each other, especially when protective gear was scarce, and worked tirelessly as a team.
Poche persone sono state a casa in malattia.
Very few people called in sick. If I'm honest, I expected some people would, myself included, out of pure fear. Instead, everyone always came into work, rolled up their sleeves and got on with it, even though we were terrified.
Ma chi poteva pensare che a tutto ciò si potesse arrivare? Ora il compito è curare questa terra dall'orrore.
Having completed the lyrics and got a composer friend to set them to music, Simona needed singers. Her only prerequisite was that they shouldn't be completely tone deaf. Luckily, she found seven nurses who could hold a tune. One of them was her good friend Silvia Fortunato.
Quando ho letto il testo, proprio mi sono innamorata.
When I read the words, I fell in love with it because it reflects all of us healthcare workers. It's truly our song.
E allora accendi quest'arcobaleno, rendiamo il cielo più sereno e riprendiamo a camminare con gli occhi.
Quando dice la divisa che indossiamo dice a tutti.
I really like the line in the chorus, which goes, "The uniform we wear tells everyone what we are." It's emblematic and sums up our pride in our profession. When I sing it, I really feel it.
Incompatible shifts and distancing restrictions meant that the coro in Corsia only managed three rehearsals before going to the recording studio. Simona also enlisted the help of Andrea Mingardi, a famous Bolognese singer-songwriter, knowing his name and voice would help sales.
E allora accendi questo arcobaleno, prendiamo il cielo più sereno e riprendiamo a camminare con gli occhi.
The tracks attracted overwhelmingly positive feedback. And as hospitals here fill up to breaking point again, the lyrics Simona wrote a year ago now mean more to her than ever.
Questo onestamente un po' mi angoscia, ma non voglio.
Honestly, the situation's really devastating, but I refuse to be sucked into negativity and pessimism. I want to continue with my optimism because I can see a light at the end of this tunnel, just as I see a rainbow. I see it everywhere I look. It's not a cliche, I genuinely do, and I need to hang on to that.
Danny Mitzman, DW Radio, Bologna.
Inside Europe gives you the big stories from Europe every week. News, politics, culture, and more. And if you'd like to get in touch, our email address is europe@dw.com. You can also follow Inside Europe on your favorite podcast app. I'm Keith Walker in Bonn, Germany.